Don't underestimate America's small and mid-sized farms. I'll tell you why today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Small and mid-sized farms are essential to a strong and vital agriculture sector in America. So says Julia Friedgood, a senior program advisor with the American Farmland Trust.
Having many small and mid-sized farms contributes substantially to rural vitality. These farmers have long been associated with a civically engaged middle class, more equitable distribution of wealth. They tend to be diversified. They tend to produce differentiated products. They buy livestock, equipment, supplies, and all kinds of things locally. They employ local people. And working with them to find markets, add value to their products, and leverage opportunities in local and regional food systems can both stimulate rural revitalization and, given rural rates of food insecurity, improve health outcomes.
During a recent Farm Foundation webinar, Friedgood said large farms are important, of course, but she warns that too much consolidation can lead to problems for local communities.
So if we can enhance agriculture by sustaining and in some cases restoring diversity in scale in farm country, we can support the health and wealth of rural communities. But it won't happen on its own.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.